More now on nuclear weapons and security from Leslie Gelb, who is President Emeritus of the Council on Foreign Relations and author of the book Power Rules, How Common Sense Can Rescue American Foreign Policy. Leslie Gelb, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Robert.
There is something about the prospect of a Taliban-controlled nuclear arsenal or an Iranian mullah-controlled nuclear arsenal that sounds both terrifying and unprecedented. Is it?
Well, it is the ultimate nightmare that is driving U.S. foreign policy and the foreign policies of a lot of other nations. And of course, when you have leaders like this who talk the way these leaders do, it creates real worries about what they would do if they had their hands on nuclear weapons.
Leaders like Ahmadinejad in Iran or the head of the Taliban, say.
Exactly, because it's thought that somehow they would be less predictable, less deterrable with their hands on nuclear weapons than other dictators and nasty leaders in the past.
Let me ask you about that question of deterrability, if that's a word. Earlier in the week, I asked Israeli President Shimon Peres whether, given Israel's unacknowledged nuclear arsenal, which he didn't acknowledge, Iran would, say, be susceptible to the logic of deterrence. He said, no, they don't think like us.
That's what I hear all the time, not only from the Israelis, but from a lot of American foreign policy experts as well, that the Iranians under the mullahs could not be deterred, that they're not worried about the destruction of their country. Or the same for the Taliban, for that matter. They had their hands on the PAC nukes. They wouldn't care about being destroyed. They'd come attack us anyway. Now, frankly, I heard just those arguments throughout the Cold War, that the Soviet Union wasn't deterrable, that they were communists, they thought differently. The Chinese, there were a billion Chinese. They wouldn't care if they started a nuclear war and lost half a billion people. They'd still have half a billion left. But the fact is that deterrence worked in both those cases. In fact, it also works with the North Koreans.
Yeah, in hindsight, one can almost imagine that when the Chinese acquired nuclear weapons, the U.S. and France and Britain said, oh, good, another responsible member of the nuclear club. But that wasn't the attitude at all at that time.
Exactly. People were fearful. And as you know, I spent a good deal of my life playing nuclear war games against imaginary foes because we didn't believe they would refrain from using nuclear weapons. We didn't believe they could be deterred. But no country, no leaders, unless they really are crazy like a Hitler, wants to be destroyed or wants their country destroyed when it comes down to it. As bad as these leaders talk in Iran and the Taliban and so forth, they don't talk like Hitler. Hitler said, Weltmacht oder Niedergang, world power or total self-destruction. They don't talk about self-destruction. They talk about giving us a hard time, spreading their cause. But we have no basis for believing that they're prepared to be destroyed in the process. So I think we think in terms of deterrence. I don't want them to acquire nuclear weapons, and they would be dangerous. And the terrorists they might harbor would be additionally dangerous. But that doesn't mean that American power is at a total loss. It wasn't during the Cold War. It isn't now.
You draw the distinction between the discourse of Ahmadinejad and, say, Hitler. But there is, I mean, part of, say, the Hamas militant Islamist rhetoric is our enemy's weakness is that the Jews love life too much. We embrace death. We're okay with that. Something suicidal, which is then acted out in suicidal attacks on a very small scale.
Yeah, they do send people for suicidal attacks, but you'll notice that the leaders don't go. And everything we've learned from interrogations of these terrorists whose bombs haven't exploded has been that their leaders are big on sending them, but not on going themselves.
Well, Leslie Gelb, thanks for talking with us once again.
Always a pleasure.
That's Leslie Gelb speaking to us from the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. His new book is Power Rules, How Common Sense Can Rescue American Foreign Policy.